Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
This is Red Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at New York Asian Film Festival 2017, the biggest festival of Asian movie in New York. With more than 50 movies, this festival features talent from China, Hong Kong, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and across Southeast Asia. From the Philippines this year comes Birdshot, and today we are here with the director, Mikhail Red, and the actor, Arnold Reyes. Good morning, and thank you for being with us. You wrote and directed Birdshot, and you pushed the cinematic boundaries to develop a movie about themes that are very dear in Filipino cinema, like corruption, crime, but in a sort of coming-of-age supernatural movie. How were you driven to take this approach?
Well, the way my philosophy in filmmaking is I usually experiment with genre, and I like to both entertain and engage. So I believe the proper way to make a film, especially for a local audience, let's say in the Philippines, is to give them, to give them this film with a very layered plot. You know, in the surface, Birdshot is a coming-of-age thriller. But if you look closer, and if you look at the subtext, if you dig deeper, you learn more about it, and you realize it's much, a much deeper film.
The father taught Maya how to survive nature, but he's scared and helpless concerning people and human nature. And how you wrote this character?
Well, in essence, for me, Birdshot is simply about humans trying to survive the food chain, or like the pecking order of society. And there's always a bigger predator. And you see that theme throughout the film, where these characters are, there's no real protagonist or antagonist. The line is blurred. Most of the characters are morally ambiguous. It's just them trying to survive. And you see how they're slowly transformed into the predator that they have to be to make it out alive. But our main character, Maya, she's like this, in a way, this mythical creature, almost like the eagles, She's this character that's incorruptible. I mean, she learns, she grows fangs, but she never bites. And I guess that's the message of Birdshot.
There is, in the movie, there is this contrast between the beauty and the peace of the nature and the injustice of human being, and where you balance the two factors to amplify the distance between them. How did you work in this structure?
I guess that's like
which
how
you're a cinematographer.
The way I see it, nature in general, there's two sides to it. There's beauty and grace and creation, and there's destruction, and it's necessary to create, an ecosystem. And that's reflected also in human society. And that's what Maya is. She represents that innocence and that beautiful side of it. And that's what keeps the balance in this whole film. She's that... with her feminine innocence, she clings on to that. And that's why, in a way, she teaches us that it's not just predation that can keep you alive in this whole system. You can learn to coexist. And that's what we learn through her character.
Can you talk about the supernatural in your movie? The spirit that seems checking on Maya.
It's a theme that you see throughout the film. I guess what I'm trying to show in the movie is that, the more pure, the more innocent you are, the more sensitive you are to these things. That's why, if you noticed, both Maya and Domingo, the police character, they start out as these very naive, innocent characters who see things in black and white, and they are more sensitive to these things. Domingo, his character, in fact, senses this ghost, this apparition in the forest, but he never really comes close to figuring out the truth. And it is only Maya who, sticks to her true self and her convictions to the end. She's the only one rewarded with this truth, while Domingo fails. He turns out like everyone else, and in the end, he never gets to see the truth, and he never gets to see the ghost, I guess.
Talking about Domingo, your protagonist experiences this loss of innocence at different stage of life. How you add this extra component in your movie?
Well, the way I see it, in essence, even though, you know, they're different genders, they're different ages, it's still essentially the same. You know, I see Birdshot as two parallel stories trying to show the same thing, except Domingo, I guess, is the more human character. He's like most of us, you know. And like most people, it's only natural that you buckle under the pressure sometimes, or you give in to the status quo just to survive or to save your loved ones. And it is Maya who loses everything, who has nothing left to lose, no more attachments. She gets to hang on to her convictions, because in the end, you know, she has nothing left but her soul, and she refuses to give that up, and that's why she chooses the right path in a way.
Thank you. And Arnold, like, how you got involved in this project? Did you already know his work, or like, was the first time working with him?
Well, this is my first time to be working with Mikael Red. Yes, my director is so young, but if you can see the movie, it's like directed by a seasoned director.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm so honored to be in this film, and he helped me a lot in developing my character and filming. So it's a great opportunity for me as an actor to have this beautiful film, to be in this beautiful film. Well, what's good about Mick is the working relationship of the actor and the director is very open. We can do the things that we feel as an actor, and then he guides us on what's his vision. So putting it together, you have a good film, I think.
Yes, yes.
And this vision is very clear. That's what makes our work easier. Because sometimes it's so hard to work when your director doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah.
But in this case, Mick knows what he wants, what's his vision, and we'll just ride on it and do whatever.
Thank you. Can you talk a little bit about the reference in your movie?
Yeah, there's a lot, actually. It's loosely based on a lot of real news events that happened in the Philippines. Well, the whole thing that started this, the idea for Birdshot, was when I was making my first feature film, I saw this news article about a farmer, a father and his son, who accidentally, you know, they shoot, kill, cook, and eat a Philippine eagle. But they were unaware that it was a crime, and that's the whole tragedy there. Eventually, the father was jailed, even though, you know, he was claiming that he didn't know it was illegal. And I see the whole scenario as this tragedy for both, you know, conservationists, for the eagle, and at the same time, these uneducated communities living in the fringes of the wilderness. I mean, that's what fascinates me, stories and plots like this, where basically, you know, everyone's a victim. It's good people against other good people, and you can't see, you know, you can't define protagonist or antagonist. And I like movies like that. I like making movies where they have to navigate through, you know, a lot of morally ambiguous decisions, and like almost like a minefield, I guess. And throughout the film, it's also peppered with a lot of other news references. Without spoiling anything, there's this very infamous massacre that happened years ago, which really disturbed me as a young filmmaker. In fact, I made a short film about it, and there are elements of that in this film. And I guess generally it's a commentary on you know, Philippine society as a whole, and how I guess this film is, it's a small, simple parable, but I see it as a microcosm of what's going on in our country.
What are you working on now? Do you have a project starting soon?
I'm actually in pre-production right now for my third feature film, so I'm always online, even though I'm here, you know, traveling with Birdshot. I'm working with my team back home because we're about to shoot. We start shooting August. So.
Ah, already? Well, congratulations. We are looking forward to see your new work. Thanks to Michael Red and Arnold Reyes for being with us from New York Asian Film Festival 2017. I'm Samantha Sartori and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.